This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today. It's your grace, all my
days. Are you sure you can see? Are you sure you can see?
I can see.
I can tell.
And I know.
Can you talk to the Lord? I can see, Lord.
Yeah. I can tell.
It's your grace.
All my days I will see your grace.
Can somebody give the Lord a shout?
The psalmist said, if it had not been the Lord that had been on my side, the story would have been different. But thanks be unto God, who has not given us as a prey to the teeth of the adversary. Thanks be unto God, who has not left us at the disposal of our enemy. Thanks be unto God, who has not allowed our enemy to rejoice over us. Thanks be unto God, who has preserved our daddy and our mommy. Thanks be unto God, who has made a way for Rajik these 6 years. Thanks be unto God, who has fought our battle. Is somebody grateful to God?
And I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace all my days. I will see your grace.
Yes, I can see,
I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace all my days. I will see your grace.
Hallelujah, we rejoice. We celebrate the victory of Christ and we celebrate the victory of the cross. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you. Can we with Jesus' joy once more celebrate our Father in the house and our mother and all the pastors that have been upholding them? We love you, sir. We love you, ma. All the deacons, the deaconesses, all those, the ushers, those behind the scene, every one person that have been a part of this huge work for 6 years, you will not lose your reward in the mighty name of Jesus. I will also not lose my reward in the mighty name of Jesus, because I'm not a spectator. I'm a member of the house and I'm serving in my own capacity. So we will not lose our reward in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you touch your neighbor and say she has a word from the Lord? Hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I really have a word from the Lord. I kept praying last night. I think I slept like after 12 by 5. I was up and I was telling the Lord, give me a word. Give me a word. And I want to bless the Lord for his faithfulness, because I have not come on my own accord. I have come because I have a word from the Lord. We want to honor the Lord for 4 super Sundays, 4 wondrous Sundays, where we're going to be seeing the wonderful works of God, where we're going to be seeing the wonder working hand of God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for open doors, and we thank the Lord for greater open doors. You will see it, you will testify of it, you will go through it, you will partake of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we quickly turn our Bibles to the book of Revelation chapter 3. I'll start my reading from verse 7 through to 8, 9. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and he that shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name." Father, we thank you. We thank you for you will confirm your word with signs and wonders in the lives of the people in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to honor my husband in absentia for the privilege to be here. It takes a strong man to marry a woman like me. Hallelujah. Not many African men can marry women like me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want to celebrate that man for the kind of heart he has and for releasing me to the body of Christ. The Lord will increase him and increase everything that has to do with him. If you know you are not jealous of my husband, can you celebrate him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I want to start by saying that Jesus is the open door. I want to also say that Jesus is the one that has the key to open doors and to shut doors. Hallelujah. And the beautiful thing about the Lord is that he gives us information before something takes place. So he says, "I am the one that opens a door and no man can shut it." Meaning that behind the scene, you should know that when the Lord wants to open a door for you, there is a man that wants to shut the door. Oh, am I talking to somebody? He said, "I am the one that opens a door, but no man can shut it. No devil can shut it. No being can shut it." Meaning that there is always somebody that wants to shut the door. Now I'm going to share two revelatory encounters, and I hope it will be a blessing to you. Some years back, I had a dream. I had a vision. So it was twofold, because I came out of the vision into the dream before I now came out in real life. Do you understand? So in that dream, I had a vision. A man of God I know, he came, appeared before me, and there was a door that was ajar. It was just slightly opened, and he looked at me, and he said, he was pointing to the door, and he said, Romans 5:2. Romans 5:2. Immediately he said that, the vision lifted, and then I realized that I was in a dream seeing that vision. And so I began to search for my Bible in the dream, asking myself, what exactly is written in Romans 5:2? I searched and searched and searched and couldn't find my Bible. To cut the long story short, eventually I found my Bible. And when I opened my Bible to Romans 5:2, I saw that they have poured blue ink on that particular scripture. So I could not read it in the dream. And that was how I came out and forgot. So how do you forget that kind of a dream? And so I went to do a bit of laundry in my bathroom. And while I was there, I just heard Romans 5:2. My husband was in the room. And I screamed, Romans 5:2. He was like, "What's going on?" I said, Romans 5:2. Romans 5:2. Romans 5:2. He said, "What's going on?" I said, "They poured ink, my Bible. They poured ink, my Bible. I could not read it. That, and I forgot." You know, that is actually playing out. And so he took the Bible and opened it. And simply put, Romans 5:2 says, we have access by faith into this grace. The door was open, and he said, Romans 5:2, meaning you have access to the door. You have access into what is at the other end of the door. You have access by faith. So by faith, you go through the door into this grace. Oh, Jesus, can you go with me this morning? I will share a second one. Just before we stepped into 2023, I started my fasting earlier, just seeking the Lord and asking Him what the blueprint is for 2023. And this afternoon, we had gone to the village to celebrate our mom's birthday with her. I was a bit exhausted from travels and all of that. I was actually chatting with my immediate elder sister in her house, and I just sat down in the afternoon. And it was as if, you know how they summon you too. That was how I went. And all of a sudden, I saw a portal that was opened. I don't want to go through all the dramas. And they said to me, you have stepped into seasonal shifts. I'm sharing both because the Lord told me to share it. He said, you have stepped into seasonal shifts. And he said, the angel is stirring the water in this season. There's a door. There's a portal that is opened. But the sad thing, he said, is that if doors are open, if there is a shift, and you don't know what to do, it is your business. And then they said, the man at the pool of Bethesda. Kaba shata balegedosia. Ikabosia nama. You have access. There's a staring. The door is opened. But do you know what to do? And so, what I'm going to be majoring on, I'm going to talk towards the end on greater open doors and open doors. But this morning, the Lord gave me two scriptures that shifted my thought. And I knew that that was what the Lord wanted me to share. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have a lot of problems with the open door. Jesus himself has declared that he opens the door, and when he opens the door, no man can shut it. And then he said that he's the one that shut doors. So there are times that some doors should be shut in your life. Hallelujah. It is not every open door that is an open door. It's not every open door that is for you. Hallelujah. So let's look at Acts chapter 3. I'll start reading from 1. And now Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with joy, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then said Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. That will be the narrative of someone at the end of these four super Sundays, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want you to look at this, because this is one of the scriptures the Lord gave me this morning. As a matter of fact, it was not in my purview at all. This man was faced with a beautiful door. This man was faced with a great door. And every time they will carry this man and they will place him in front of the door, it was one of the wonders of the ages. Do you know what Solomon's temple is? Do you know the level of gold and excellence that went into the architecture of that work? Do you know how magnificent that work is? But you see, this man, before him was set an open door, but he was crippled. Standing before your door of opportunity, but there is no strength for you to enter. Kaba shata. You've been praying and fasting. God, open my door. God, open my door. The Lord has opened the door. Enter the door. You are lame. The beautiful door was there. Oh, the beautiful gate was there. But this man was born, he was carried, and every time he will sit there, not being able to access the open door Ah, shada balegedia. Some of you are in that situation in your life. The door is standing right before you. The Lord Jesus Christ have opened the door. But you don't have the strength. He said, if you fall in the day of adversity, it is because your strength is small. Some of you, the reason why you are not able to access your door, look at you standing this way. Look at your door. For you to move from here to there, to get to your door, you cannot leap in the spirit. You are taking snail steps. As we're about rounding off last year, the Lord told me that there are four categories of people. He was giving me Isaiah 40 verse 31. And that was where I started my fasting from. He said, even the youth shall faint. He said, but those that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will walk, they will not be weary. They will run, they will not faint. And they will mount up with wings and the eagles. And the Lord began to tell me, he said, listen and listen well. He said, some people are catwalking into their destinies. The way they are approaching life and destiny, it's like they have all the time in the world. So, you know what? You put on a high heel like I'm putting on, you cannot walk very fast. You are taking baby steps, catwalking into your destiny. When you pray 1 hour for 1 month, you are catwalking into your destiny. When you pray 1 hour for 3 months, you are not catwalking, you are sleepwalking into your destiny. When you pray 1 hour for 1 year, you are mounting Zion, that is on one spot. Your open door is right ahead of you, but you cannot enter because you need 7 steps. You pray 1 hour in 2015, you wait till 2022 before you pray another 1 hour. The next time you are praying is 2025 before you take another step. It will take you 10 years to enter what you should enter in 7 minutes. And then you have the second category. They walk. They are putting on their, not high heels like this, but something a bit lower. And so they are a bit faster. They may not have all the strength, but when daddy calls from 11 p.m. prayers, they are there. They leverage on the strength of somebody. When they call for prayer in church, I may not be strong. I may not have my prayer altar, but I'm under covering. I can go somewhere. So you see that one way or the other, they are taking steps. They are moving. Then you have the others that have trainers. They are running. They are joining that. They have their prayer altar. They are running. And then the last category. Oh yes, these ones, they are high flyers. They don't move on the land. They are not terrestrial beings. They are celestial beings. They know you can have hold up traffic congestion on the earth. But when you step into that level, you mount up with wings as the eagles. I'm yet to see two birds flying and hitting themselves up there in the sky. I don't know if you have seen it before, but I have not seen one yet. When you take out time to say we're doing 21 days fasting, I am there. And even when church ends, you say, the way they do me, this 21 days, you no go walk. You go for 40 days. You finish the 40 days, and you know that the matter has not been resolved. Others are going to eat, you say no. I push for 100 days. You end with 100 days and you look at your life. You are not yet the picture. You push for 200 days. Who am I talking to? Receive strength. You need strength to go through that door. And so when I had that encounter and I asked the Lord, why was ink poured on my Bible? How come I was not able to read Romans 5:2 in the encounter? The Lord said to me, a great and effectual door has been opened but there are many adversaries. He said, what you saw as ink was a picture of the contention at the door of your breakthrough. And so the door is open. But he will say when blessing the children of Israel, as he proclaimed the blessing over Benjamin, he said, Benjamin will ravine like a wolf. In the morning, he will devour his prey. In the night, he will divide his spoil. A door has been opened, but there are adversaries. You don't wait till the nighttime of your life to address the adversary. You get up like Benjamin. In the morning, you tear, you pull down, you uproot, you scatter, you destroy, so that you can go through your door. In the morning, he will deal with his prey. A door has been opened, but there are adversaries, and you are catwalking. The man that was blind was crying for sight. The people that had eyes were telling him to keep quiet. Why am I bringing that? Some people's doors are opened and adversaries have been taken care of. The only man in the Bible that they called a man of rest was who? Solomon. Brother Solo. He was the man the Bible called a man of rest. He had so much rest that he could marry. Too much rest. The reason why he could do that was because he had a bloody father. He had a father that was a warrior. He had a father that took down adversaries. He had a father that had a company called the Mighty Men of David. One will shoot a javelin, and the Bible said it will penetrate. No, I don't understand that story. Did you line the 800 people together? How? That they were all on the same line, and the javelin was just going like that. You hear the sound of a lion. You see, where is the sound? Is here. Then you face this way. Is that not normal? For the men of David, where is the sound? He had that company. And so you don't have a father like David. And you are resting. You don't have a biological father like that. You refuse to align yourself with a spiritual father that will fight with you. Then when they say, go and rest, go and rejoice, you too. Now who do you? Solomon could afford to rest because all the adversaries have been taken care of. And I think three that were left before David died. He said, Shimei, deal with him. Joab, don't let him go. This other one, settle them so that you will have your peace. A great and effectual door has been opened. Every time you see the door open, you see the visa, you see the building, you see the husband, but in the physical, it is not coming to pass and you are not doing anything. He said, what will be, will be. Is it, what do they say? Let Sarah, Sarah be Sarah, Sarah. What's that? What will be? Will be. 7 years, what will be? There are adversaries that you need to take up. Sometime last year, around August, I was faced with something. I was actually traveling to minister, and that situation came up. I was talking with my assistant, and I told her, I said, look at this thing. I said, I'm going to preach. She looked at me and she said, Mama, how? Not on our watch. I said, the reality is, I have a meeting right now. And right now with this, it's going to be pulling me emotionally this way, praying this way. I'm praying that way for the meeting. And she said to me, I was speaking in Pidgin English because that was what she said. She said, Mama, go preach. Why you get people like us for your life? They're no fit. I looked at her. I call her Generator, my warrior friend. Hey, she's also a daughter in the house. I said, what did you say? She said, I said, go. Before I left, I declared fasting. I just told them, let's fast. We have adversaries to take care of. And she was heading the prayers. I'm doing hers. I'm not giving you African magic tale. I'm giving you real life story. There are times Moses' hand might be dropping. He might need Aaron and Hur to uphold. We are not too proud to ask for help. By the third day, in the afternoon, her neighbor, had just returned from outing or work and sat down in front of her house, her neighbor, afternoon. Immediately she dozed off. As she dozed off, three old women appeared to her and told her, say, help us beg pastor. Tell and say, the matter never reached like that. The neighbor does not know what the matter is. The neighbor does not know what's going on. But she came out of it and she ran to her and said, look at what happened. They said I should tell you. He said the matter. She said, I've not started just 3 days. We declare 30 days. A great and effectual door has been opened. You have adversaries and you can't check yourself into a fasting mode. There's something wrong with you. I cannot fast. I have ulcer. Come, I have the cure of ulcer. When I'm fasting, my body used to shake. Even me too, my body used to shake. But after I finish shaking, it will fast. If I'm fasting, I cannot pray. I will sleep. No problem. Sleep. When you wake up from the sleep, pray. Stop giving yourself excuses. When I had that open door, they told me, he said, this is the year 2023 where there will be no excuses. No excuses. The door has been opened. But you have something to do. Take out your adversary. You are looking at your children. You are seeing the way they are going. Junior. Junior, stop. My darling, it will not work. Because what that child might just be a firstborn that is dealing with spirits. And you are saying, he does not like to read. He does not like to do this. You are not seeing behind the scene. You are a blind mother or a blind father. It is time to wake up. The gate was there. The gate was beautiful. But the gate was inaccessible. I pray that by the time we are done with these 4 Sundays in the month of February, you will not just see the greater open doors, but you will take steps and you will go through them in the name of Jesus. Just to buttress that fact so that I don't return again. There was a time that the Bible told us that they took Paul captive. Paul and Silas, they prayed. And the Bible said there was an earthquake. There was shaking. The chains fell off. The doors opened. Paul did not come out. In the context of that scripture, it was good. Because salvation needed to come to the house of the jailer. But leave that. I brought that to let you know that a door can be opened and you will not come out. But thank God for Jesus. When the earthquake came, he came out. When the disciples went to look for him, the angel said he is not here. He's risen, as he has said. That will be your story. when they look for you where they were finding you before, they'll say, she's no longer there. She's no longer a tenant. She's no longer buying things on credit. Oh yes, that will be the narrative of someone from now henceforth. You will see the door, because the earthquake and the thunderings of the Lord is blasting open those doors in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me. There are some doors you cannot open. It will take divine hand. They took James. James could not open the prison door. And they killed him. But when they took Peter, prayers, incessant prayers, heartfelt, continued prayers were made by the saints. And the Bible said the prison doors were opened. Not just opened. The angel came, tapped him, told him to put on his clothes, carried his hand, led him out. Then the Bible said, we had like three doors in the prison. Then eventually took him. So it was not just the doors in the prison that were shut. The gate of the city was also shut. So he opened the doors, and then the Bible now said, because I'm particular about every detail, he said, and when he got to the iron gate, you have doors. Then they now added an acronym to one, iron. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children. He has broken the gates of brass and the bars of iron asunder. He has broken the gate. Some of you, what you are dealing with are iron gates. And listen to me. Gates are entities. Gates are not, they are beings. Gates will question you. Gates have legalities. Gates will ask you. Jesus was coming from warfare, coming out of hell, about to ascend to heaven. And the gates asked him. He said, lift up your head. They said, oh God, who are you? Show us your resume. Give us your CV. Why should we open up? And he said, the Lord. Strong. Mighty. Mighty in battle. He began to declare it. The gate spoke to him. He replied to the gate. What you are dealing with is a spirit entity. Is you that is calling it gate. You saw it in a dream. It was shut as a gate. But in the realm of the spirit, it's a personality. Those are some of the adversaries. You need to stand on the redemptive work of Christ and thank God for the blood and the communion we'll be taking this morning. You need to take the blood. The Lord told me. He said, Fanny, when you are confronting gates, use the blood. I said, why? He said, I gave you a prototype. Take the blood, put it on the lintel and the doorpost. He said, if you want to come out of bondage, if you want to come out of a sphere, if you want to come out of a realm, if you are dealing with a gate, the only thing gates understand is blood. Carry blood. Sprinkle it. The blood has a voice. And so when the gate begin to question, the blood will answer that gate. Church, we have blood. Church, we have blood, oh. We did not ask for your blood. Somebody died. Somebody sacrificed. All they said is use the blood. Apply the blood. You refuse to do something with the blood. It is your fault. There are adversaries. but you deal with them. Let me move to the next point. 2 Kings chapter 4, 9 to 15. I would like to read that. 2 Kings 4. Can we put it on the screen, please? 9 to 15. That's the story of Elisha and the Shunammite woman. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall. And let us set him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in hither. And it fell on a day that he came hither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto her, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the horse? And she answered, I dwell among my own. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood where? In the door. The place of what? Negotiation. She stood where? In the door. Now what do I want to bring from there? From now, I'll be very fast. Open door is a person. Did somebody hear me? Pastor, is it Abutu or Abudu? Abutu. Imagine if you were not able to perceive this door 6 years ago. Or the pastor that shared his testimony and talked of the breakthroughs, his wife, and imagine the door was set. Will you go or will you not go? Father, help me to discern my door. Thank you, sir. Help me to perceive my door. This woman's womb was shut. The womb, the door of her womb needed to be opened. The door was passing by her every day. The person that had the key to open and address that matter was passing every day. And then one day, she was able to perceive. And look at it. Oh. Look at him. And she was not stingy. This was the second scripture the Lord gave to me. Some of you have had doors shut because you saw the door. You perceived the door, but you did not take step. Faith without action is dead. You have access by faith into this grace. She saw the man of God. She didn't say, oh, he's the man of God. I celebrate grace. You keep celebrating grace on social media. You cannot celebrate grace like someone that has any word you add. She did not say, I celebrate. I'm celebrating. Carry picture. No. She saw a door. She built a house. She built a door. The door became the place of negotiation that opened her door. And even when the child had issues, she carried the child to what? To the door. And when famine was to come to the land, the door came to her and told her, leave the nation for 7 years. She left. After 7 years, the door was dead, but the door was still speaking. She entered and she saw that her properties have been taken. She went to the king At that very point in time, the servant was there narrating to the king what the prophet had done. Immediately entered, he said, see the woman. The door was Eka Maya Kazuya. Your door can speak in your village. Open door is a person. Father, open my door. God, open my door. There's one person that God will bring into your life. Boom. May God help you to perceive your door. May God give you the sense to know what to do when you see your door. Your door is passing by you every day. You are doing your door like this. You are putting your hand. You are smiling with your... Ah. This woman had perception. She was a woman of faith. She took action. And she got the desired outcome. It is my prayer that that will become the narrative of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Joshua chapter 6 verse 1. It says, put it on the screen. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Some doors, they are your doors, but they are shut because of you. Open doors don't always appear like open doors. I'm going to tie this with another scripture. I'll take it quickly. He said, when you give, pay your tithe. He said, prove me now if I will not open what? The windows of heaven. Windows. He says concerning the Joel army. He said, they will run like horsemen. They will move like this. He said, they will enter in through the windows. Some doors come as windows. They don't come as doors. If they come as doors, everybody will see it. And everybody will enter. Jericho was straightly shut because of the children of Israel. Jericho was their possession. Jericho was their passageway. But it was shut. That means that you don't enter Jericho with your leg. You enter by divine instruction and by the Spirit. It's your door. The Lord said, I've given you Jericho. When you look at Jericho, it's not looking open. It's looking closed. No, you need to go back to the Lord. You don't take Jericho by your sense. I know how to do that business. I know how to do this. I know how to... 10 ways to get a man. 6 ways to get married. Valentine is coming. Show. Turn. All the turning of the bum-bums and the boobs. It has not brought anything. No. You have done it your way. Why don't you take another? Jericho was for the children of Israel. But it was shut because of them. Because of you. That financial gate is open. You are the Jonah that is causing them to shut that gate. It's your access point, but it is shut. And so you must get up. reason you are coming. They know that if that money enters your life, it will enter the ministry. It will enter. So what? She's coming. Oh, what do we do? Let's shut the door. And then you can go there and say, but God, you said, God, you told me. Did you not say in your word? The gate and God, they will be looking at you. He said, ye that make mention of the Lord, give him no rest until the one that says, Ayana, he said, don't give me rest. He said, trouble me. He said, worry me. He said, disturb me. He said, be on my case until Jericho opens. You say, no, I don't want to disturb God. And it's God said, disturb me. Until I had a revelatory encounter, and they talked to me like they normally do, and they said to me, do you know why your generation don't have results like the fathers? I said, no. He said, your generation lacks staying power. And I came out of that encounter. I started asking the Lord. For 2 years I was seeking him. God, what is staying power? God, what is staying power? What is staying power? And one day I was praying and I was pacing. And I heard the Lord say, faith and patience is staying power. The elders obtained a good report with faith and patience. Don't just have faith. Stay until. That's patience. I will not let you go until we have a more sure word of prophecy. We'll do well to hold on to it until. If you pray the first time, the second time, the fifth time, and you don't see the hand, you tried, but you failed. 5 is not good enough. You must pray till the 7th time, until you see the hand, until there's a sound of abundance of rain, until, don't tell me that I've prayed now. The only way I know you have prayed is when I see that ring in your hand. The only way I know you have prayed is when I see that child in your tummy. The only way I know you have prayed is when I see the desired result. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Do it in season and out of season. Tell yourself, if I perish, I perish. On this matter, God, I go nowhere. Did you not say in your word, are you a liar? And you said nobody should come to you and you would not give to the person when it's in your power. Are you that kind of wicked God? It's in your power to give me husband. What are you waiting for, Father? The young lions lack, they suffer hunger. Those that seek the Lord will not lack good thing. Will I lack a husband? Before men will say, where is my God? My father. I had a lady like that. She had her first child. After like 7 years, there was no child. We kept seeing visions upon visions. We were praying for her. We were telling her the word of the Lord. You see, but it got to a stage that she had to stand up by herself. And this day somebody told her, I don't know the confrontation they had. The person told her, are you not the one that is eating your children? Oh, if I see that person, I will spray him. That was what she needed. When she got that word, she got home. She moved out of matrimonial bed. There's fire on the mountain. You are making love. The two know they walk. Oh. When I come for marriage seminar, we will enter there. Men, praise the Lord. Oh. Say you love me. She went to the visitor's room. Carried her Bible. She said, ma, I was like a wounded lion. 3 days. She was crying. She was opening every scripture. No, not a e-copy. E-copy that as you are opening it, WhatsApp message will come. You are not, it never touched you. She will open. She will cry. She showed me the Bible, sir. Her tears tore the Bible. She was crying. She was pulling every scripture and telling God, God, did you not say? She has twins. A desperate woman got up one day and she did something about it. She got twins. All the prophetic word was just waiting for her to get up until the door has been opened. But there's something you need to do. Jericho is shut because of you. We don't sit down and be looking at Jericho. Or you will get up and you will tell the Lord, Father, I need an encounter. Lord, I need a visitation. My door needs to be open. There are decrees you need to make. Open doors are synonymous with open heavens. When your doors are open, revelations come. When your doors are open, encounters come. The only reason why I can be sharing encounters upon encounters is because there's an open portal over my life. And it didn't come like that. It came with me attending a meeting at Oba Akron. I can remember several years ago. It was a redeem program. And I saw this man. I don't know him. I was a student doing diploma at Lagos City Polytechnic. And a friend just invited me. And this man came out. And he would call somebody. And he would give the word of the Lord. He would call another person. He would give the word of the Lord. I was just watching. I was watching. I said, hey, how does he know? How does he hear? How does he? That was all I was saying. You know how you are inside church. The way some of you are looking at me now. And you are doing your face like this. Give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word. That was how I was. I wanted a word. The man did not call me. And it was good for me. That made me to go buy all the books on the gifts of the Spirit. That made me to start looking for prophetic books. That made me to start fasting and praying. And I was crying to God. I want to know how to see. I want to hear you accurately. One day the Lord said, you will so have encounters that you will be selective. I laughed like Sarah. But I can tell you that it's a norm. No, it is not normal for me to sleep and wake and not hear God. It's not normal for me not to have dreams. Clear, precise dreams. It came with passion, books, reading, studying, reading, praying. Let my eyes be open. Kenneth Hagin said he prayed Ephesians 1 for 6 months. I followed him. Anything anybody says, does it work? I'll pray. I cannot be a sheep and not hear his voice. That was my passion. And it opened. Jesus was praying and was baptized. And the heavens opened. And he heard, this is my beloved voice. Prayers open your heavens. When your heavens are open, the voice will speak. Open doors is synonymous with hear ye him. When heaven said, hear ye him. The trees, heard Christ. The grave, heard Christ. Pilate, heard Christ. Everybody began to respond to him. I say, you are getting your hear ye him. In the name of Jesus. That heaven makes a proclamation over your life. See, listen to me. Listen and listen well. If you see that an announcement is made over somebody, spirits are energizing it. And if you see that a door is shutting, there are also spirits behind the scene. All of a sudden, you just hear somebody, he will do like this. He will go viral. He will do like that. He will go viral. He will say, let me not call anybody. He will go viral. He will do like that. Whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense, it will go viral. My friend, it is not branding. It is not strategy. It is that spirits, like the angels, will go and meet the shepherd somewhere that don't know anything that is happening. And we say, have you heard of my servant apostle Goodheart Ekweme? Have you seen that all of a sudden our father's name is all over the place? Kaduzagayaga. I hope you people pray and you track. Because if you are an intercessor, you want to see answers to your prayers. All of a sudden, heaven say, you'll be wondering that even now, you're not even preaching that prayer, those powerful message. You just say, the Lord bless you. Somebody will fall. You are healed. Cancer will disappear. Ah, because heaven said what? There's an announcement over somebody. There's an announcement over somebody. Your heavens are open. When your heavens are open, that's the last one I want to take. Angels begin to ascend and descend. He said to Philip, John chapter 1, 50 and 51. He said, henceforth, you will see the heavens opened and you will see angels ascending and descending. When your heavens are open, when a great door is opened, spirits start working on your behalf. I can share testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies. Coming out of COVID, the Lord told us to build. Where are we going to start from? No need to give all the details. I gathered my people. I said, I don't know anything. All I know is my knees. And we went praying. And in the place of prayers, I would get a call. I was taking my bath and I heard a voice say, Pastor Fanny has prayed. Give her. I was taking my bath and I saw you are building. Ma, are you building? Heaven said, give her. I started getting calls by the hand of the Lord. When heaven moves on your behalf, when the heavens are opened, angels, I call it anakazo, compelling power. The power that we make men, the man will come to you and say, Ma, I don't like you. I don't like anything about you. In fact, when I see you close to your husband, I get angry. But God said, I should give you the contract. Then you will know that it's not the man. When your heavens are opened, you have strange encounters. Angels begin to visit persons on your behalf. All of a sudden, thank you, Lord, he has reminded me, finally, when your heavens are open, your book is opened. When your heavens are opened, the king will not sleep. He will wake up all of a sudden. Of all the books that are in the library or the chambers, it is Mordecai's book that he will see. No, now. Do you know the number of books? That means there is a hand that is steering him, guiding him. And he picks it and opens it and sees it. Church, I say to you, these 4 Sundays of the wonders of our God, your books are open. Your books are opened. Your books are opened. Rise to your feet. We are going to pray in tongues for like 3-4 minutes. Your books are opened. Your books are opened. No longer will the pages of your books be closed. Your books are opened. In the name of Jesus. Spirits will begin to war on your behalf. Angels will announce you. Angels will declare you. Angels will ensure that your gates are open. And remember what I said? The Bible said the angels rolled the stone away. There are some doors that you cannot open. It will take an angel for that door to be opened. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't get distracted. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just hold the communion and pray in the Holy Ghost. Our Father gave me the leverage to pray. So let's pray. He said of Apostle Paul, he said, you are a letter known and read by all men. Some of you are a letter. You are close. You are not read by men. You are a letter. You are known and you are read. You are known and you are read. Nations will read your letter. High commissions will read your letter. And the king could not sleep. Because somebody called Mordecai, his door was about to be opened. Who am I talking to this morning? Ah, my Father. Kapa kataba zaya. Zepata yamata. Makadege yeta. Lakatol zaya. He said, and your gates shall be open continually, and they will not be shut day or night. Your gates will not be shut day or night. Some of you, your gates, your spirit gates are open. Now, while you are holding the communion, can you say, by the blood, let my gates open? Confront gates by the blood. If you know you are due for marriage, you can't come out, but can you lift your hands up? I want to pray for you because I sense an anointing in that regard. Just lift your hands, my Father, for every hand that is lifted by the blood, we confront gates. Spirits that are responsible for marital delay, we break your hold. We break your hold. A mommy read a verse. She talked of the veil of covering. Every veil of covering that is making them not to see you. Tear in the name of Jesus. Make sure your hands remain lifted up. You can't be weak. We are worried for you. I declare your marital gates opened by the blood of eternal covenant. I declare your marital gates opened. Confronting you, spirits that have said you will not marry, he apart, is she not a rod plucked from the fire? Ratamata, he adema, is she not a new creation? Was the blood not shed loose? And in case it is by your error in the past, let the blood speak mercy. Mercy, Lord. Let there be a harvest of marriages in this house in the name of Jesus. You will remember February. You will share the testimony. I decree and declare as God's voice, and I stand up on the anointing of my Father, and I say to you, your marital gates are open. And so I speak to the earth. O earth, hear ye the word of the Lord, and write them married.
Amen.
Write them married.
Amen.
Write them fruitful.
Amen.
Whatever has been done using any of the elements to contend with them in the issue of marriage, by the power of the blood, the earth that opened its mouth to swallow the blood, vomit your husband in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord. He said, and the earth help the woman. Help them wherever their husbands are. As the soles of their feet touch the earth, pull them together. Let bones be joined to bones in the name of Jesus. 2023, we call you married. Who is that person that I'm talking to? Rush out and drop a Thanksgiving seed. Do it quickly. This is a trading floor. Please put the bank details of, on the screen if you need to do a transfer. This is trading floor. You are not waiting till you get married. You are doing it now with prayer, supplication, and what? Thanksgiving, because it is time. Can you hit that drum for me? I hear a shout. See them getting married. Come rejoicing. Come celebrating. Because you have the victory. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Rush, 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 rush. Save time. Rejoice with you. Congratulations. If you know you've had a stalemate as it has to do with finances, lift up your hands. By the blood of eternal covenant, we confront financial debts. And I hear in the spirit, gatekeepers and timekeepers. And I'm seeing in Daniel 7:22. He said he will seek to change time and laws. It is your set time. But the timekeeper in the realm of the spirit has been changing the time wrongly. Kabata Pashata. Iyete Shata. By the blood. The blood is the only thing that can go to eternity past, an eternity future, an eternity present, and correct it and bring them into alignment. Where they turned your clock, turned that dial in the spirit, and turned it backward by the blood of the eternal covenant. Balatama Shata. I'm confronting timekeepers. I'm seeing them. I'm seeing all kinds of rituals. Wristwatch is held black, different kinds held in the spirit. For he will arise and have mercy for the time, the set time. We set your time by the blood. We reset your time by the blood. We reset your time. We declare a divine reset, a divine reset, a divine reset, a divine reset. Now is the accepted time. Now is your day of salvation. Now your financial gates are open. Now we correct every error in the past. Let me tell you what I saw. So can I share? It's only movies I've seen that, but I'm seeing it now. In some of these cosmic music movies, you will see like someone is projected into space and then the person will meet his future self. Have you watched any movie like that? And what you have here is not compared to that. The Lord said, by the blood, I'm aligning your future with your you now. It will no longer be there. It will become now. Because that is why it is cross. It goes this way. It goes that way. It goes this way. The cross hits the four dimensions, the four corners of the earth. By the power in the blood, we speak to the four cardinal points. That is one of the words they gave me as I was stepping into 2023. They said, command the four cardinal points. We speak to the north, the east, the west, and the south. Come into alignment in the name of Jesus. Everybody that is supposed to help you, we put pressure in their spirit. We take your name and we release it to the winds. We release it to their dreams. They will remember you. By the blood, you are remembered. By the blood, you are remembered. By the blood, your financial gates are open in the name of Jesus. Finally, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20. He said he has consecrated. He consecrated a new and living way. Kamani Yados. Ijibani. Your angels all around. Are they not ministering spirits? Somebody needs to send their angel now. Do it now. Do it now. This is the time to speak. This is the time to speak. Just issue a command. That's part of redemptive work. Look up, let me help you. Look up, let me help you. Recently, I received a mandate from the Lord to teach the body on the ministry of angels. And for months upon months, I've not even started my first teaching. I've just been studying. And the Lord said to me, Fanny, the same way you insist by redemption that healing is mine, healing is mine. He said, did you not see that I said, are they not all ministry spirit sent to minister to who? Heads of. He said, is your right for angels to minister to you? Insist. Don't leave them. Insist. Now, I may not be able to tell you all, but I'll tell you one quick one that we can do. Tim Sheet had a revelatory encounter, series of encounters, and at the end of it, he asked the angel, he said, what's the quickest way to release you? In fact, prior to that one, either Tim Sheet or was it Bill Harmon, one of them, had an encounter, and he said when he looked out, he saw hundreds of angels. And the angel said, we've been sent to come defend you because of the level of revelation. And so he was like, wow, if you've been sent, what are you still doing here? And the angel said, we are through. He said, because if we wait for you men, you'll be dead. You are too slow. You don't pick the signals. So immediately we saw the attack. Father released us. We are true. And that's why you are seeing us. It was like, wow. And so he said, so what's the fastest way to release you when we find ourselves in a dire strait? He said, the believers shout. Oh, you are still waiting for me. Release your angels by a shout. Let them move to your village, to that office. Shout! 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 Don't get tired! Shout! 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 You will see them move on your behalf. I won't sing it, but it's a song I heard. I'll just say it, because if I sing it, I'll take time. I just heard that now. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah. That's what God has just done by this. He has fought for you. He has fought for you. And he has given you the victory. And so today, we present this blood. I'm passionate about the communion. I'm very passionate. I have a revelation on the blood, and that's no missing words. I've served the communion, and instantly someone felt like easing herself and rushed out, and maggots came out of her body. I've served the communion, and a lady that had 3 years affliction, that night was visited by an angel. They operated on her hand, opened the hand, and an iron rod was pulled out. He said, this is what has been responsible. I've served the communion. And a lady told me, ma, that night, 3 strange creatures came out of me. I don't know what it is you are confronting, but this reaches to the highest heavens. It goes to the deepest part of the earth. Your village is too small. Before that native doctor came, the lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth. Your foundation is not that thing, it's the blood. blood is the way. He has consecrated a new and living way by the blood. Where Abuja and Nigeria have been shot, by this blood, it is open. The curtains are open by the blood. This is the only blood that can move from the earth into the throne of the Father and pull him down. The blood pulls the favor of God in. This is the blood of Jesus. In case you are not born again, taking the communion unworthily is taking it when you are not a member of the body. It's just as simple as that. Do we have anybody here that is not born again? Let's not be careless. You are not born again. If you, we have, can you lift up your hands? Let me see. Do we have anybody so that we lead you to the Lord? And if not, he said, this is my body, which was broken for you. The adversary have sent several infirmities my way. But this communion has always fought for me. By the broken body of Jesus, without fail, every time I have been healed. And so if you are faced with any infirmity, as you eat of his body that was broken, are you holding that body? Can you break it? I'm particular about the breaking. Just break it. He said, this is my body that was broken for you. By the breaking of his body, nothing will be broken in your life. Your families will not disintegrate. Your lives will not disintegrate. Wholeness comes to you in the name of Jesus. And by his shed blood, you are an overcomer. You have overcome death, infirmities, wickedness, darkness, the oppressions of the devil in 2023 and beyond. I declare your gates are open. The communion is blessed in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Please eat it. When you eat it, you will do something. 2 minutes and I'll be done. Eat it quickly, quickly. Take it. Take the blood. It is blessed. Take it quickly. Now the Bible said they overcame by the blood and what? This is the right time to speak. Please don't pray in tongues now. This is not the time to pray in tongues. The words begin to speak. Begin to speak. I'm the healed of God. I'm delivered. My gates are open. Begin to declare what the blood has done. Declare it by faith. Declare you are an overcomer. By this same blood, you have triumphed over darkness by the blood. You are victorious by the blood. Your thirst is satisfied by the blood. 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 It is done in Jesus' name. I just heard liberty. 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 Now once more release your angel with a shout.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.